This is the Angel News Network Divine Discussions, and we are going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain tonight, continuing the seven discourses, and tonight we're going to be focusing on Discourse 4, the codes of creation to ascend, the actual elements, 13 of them, to actually assist us in that process. Saint Germain will, and I'll go into trance with Philip. I'm here with Joel, Anastasia, and Sam, who are assisting, and we will. I'll go into trance. You'll have an opening statement, and then we'll go straight into the teaching. We can pause at each code and give everyone an opportunity to interface with Saint Germain with any clarity that you may have specifically about yourself or collectively, if that works for everyone. Might be a nice way to do this. All right, it's 3 minutes after the hour, so I'm just going to do a brief introduction before I go into trance. I'm sure many of us are aware that there have been dozens and dozens of books written about the teachings of Ascended Master Saint Germain and all the other Ascended Masters as well. And he came to us, to the Angel News Network, and said that he was going to be doing a concise, simplified teaching that would help us sort of boil down everything that's preceded us to support the final ascension process of the planet, which is predicating the ascension of humanity. Everything on the planet and within the planet will make the choice of their free will or not to ascend. And he came through with these seven discourses. We've done three previous ones, and tonight we're going to focus on four. Now, you can get this ebook of these discourses. I'm going to let Sam explain to you how you can do that if you don't already have it.
If you go to philipeltoncollins.com and you click on Messages, you'll see Ascended Masters and Saint Germain, and that will give you all of the discourses if you just follow those links.
And in addition to the discourses, there's a wonderful glossary in there as well of terminologies, and you receive downloads of each definition. Joel and I are currently involved because this project also is including dialogues from the discourses. We're in the process of working off of the discourses with dialogues with Saint Germain. We're meeting with him once a week, and that'll be coming out whenever we get it finished. So are there any questions that anyone has about this or what it is and why we're doing it? If not, then I'm just going to go into trance and allow Saint Germain to have an opening comment, and then Sam and Joel will begin the material which Saint Germain will interface with them. Is the reason we call this Divine Discussions. It is a discussion. It isn't just a straight dialogue of Saint Germain speaking. All right, give me a moment here. Greetings, beloved students. I come to you at this sacred time of ascension of your planet, this final 2,000-year cycle which began in your year 2012 of moving from a carbon-based existence into a crystalline light existence. In effect, beloved students, returning from your formless state of being, your divine essence, your light bodies. What a wonderful time to be here. There are more of you on the planet at this particular time to experience this process like never before. What is going on in the United States at this time, and I and some of the other Ascended Masters were critically involved in the concept of the United States of America through something called democracy. What you are experiencing now is a clearing and a cleansing of the elements within the structure of democracy in order to maintain and sustain it. What is actually happening right now is a dark night of the soul, of the evolution of the concept and the structure of something called democracy, a we consciousness of love, equality, harmony, and balance, which has never been fully facilitate or affect it on the planet at this time. What is actually taking place now at this time is, through the democratic process, the vote, if you will, there is a national and international structure of authoritarianism taking place throughout the nation and the planet through the vote. So the vote within the structure, the confines of the concept of democracy, is allowing, within this dark night of the soul, an authoritarian, tyrannical movement taking place in order for the nation, the United States of America and the world, to decide or not, through your free choice of will, if you will care to participate in democracy through the structures of democracy by knowing what they are. Democracy is not a spectator sport. In order for it to be maintained and sustained, it requires the participation of each and every one of you. What is happening in the United States of America this time is the majority, some 52% of you, choose not to vote, choose not to participate. So what you are experiencing this time is the consequence to not being responsible, activating the cosmic equation, responsibility equals consequence. So at this time, there is a waking up, there is a testing, if you will, of the concept and structure of democracy. And what makes democracy work are the checks and balances within it that most of the nation is not even aware of how they function. The relationship between the executive, the judicial, and the Congress, and other elements, and how they reflect the founding father papers of the nation, which I was so involved in creating, which are a reflection of all the things that worked and didn't work within the history of humanity within something called government, realizing that religion was the original government on this particular planet. So now you have a test. And sometimes you need to risk losing something in order to regain it. That is the process that you are involved in at this particular time within the United States. This process of the dark night of the soul was the motivation for I to come through with the seven discourses, a glossary of terms to support them, and some dialogues are taking place with it. But we will have our own dialogue at this time with the codes of creation, which allow ascension to take place. There are 12 of them, which represent the 12 star systems that seeded the planet, and a 13th one representing the planet herself, Mother Earth, when she transmutes into a star herself. Are there any questions about what we have, or I have, discussed at this time before we proceed?
I don't know if it's a question, but maybe perhaps a comment on the voting. I'm one of the 52% that no longer votes, that's for two reasons. One being that in one election, my vote was hidden, was not counted. It was hidden, and in the second election, I voted by absentee ballot, and again, the vote was hidden, and they didn't find it until after the president was elected. The Electoral College is the one that chooses who's going to be our president. It's no longer by popular vote. So I'm wondering if you might like to comment on that.
Well, first of all, beloved student, you are voting. You began by saying, I am choosing not to vote. You're voting, and you're saying that your vote is not being counted. Yes, the Electoral College at this particular point is something that needs to revise or be eliminated if the populace, we the people, by the people, for the people, will make that decision. And remember, the original meaning, value, and purpose of the Electoral College was to give the smaller states an equal vote. But what is happening now as a result of it, the majority is not having the voice. So the populace can make a decision through a vote to eliminate the Electoral College or not, which has allowed what is taking place with the current administration to be in place. But please understand, beloved students, voting is one of your most self-empowered gifts within the democratic process. Do not become cynical of the way things are through the corruption of the system. Maintain your self-empowerment by not becoming cynical with a system that needs to be revised.
So speaking of the corruption within the system, this is just another point that I'd like to make. Whoever is elected president is really not the president, but a puppet to powers above the presidential authority. So what good is it for us to vote when the president is really not our president?
Well, that's not completely true. The president is affected by some hidden forces, but a president can represent and be a vehicle of the people and create a great deal of good even through puppetry by setting the intention, the aspect of their sole plan. It is true that every president or every leader within power within the entire planet is subjugated to some hidden forces that do not have national boundaries. But within the constructs of the democracy, particularly within the United States of America, there are many, many vehicles, in spite of this hidden control, that can allow a president to do good. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions or comments at this time? If they're not, then let us begin.
St. Germain, do you want us to read the introduction or go to the first code?
Read the introduction prior to the first code, please.
Codes of Creation to Ascend. Beloved students, as explained earlier, we ascended masters who once walked the earth as humans have sent for many millennia codes of creation to assist and support you're moving into a higher frequency consciousness of existence.
So this has been going on in all the past golden ages. It's being revisited at this time through the structure of democracy. Continue, please.
During the year 2016, starseed energies from the 12 star systems that seeded this planet are uniquely coming in on a monthly basis. They're continuing in 2017, aren't they?
What is happening in 2017 via Brother Michael, Archangel Michael, within this endeavor you call the Angel News Network, you will receive an update bulletin on a monthly basis of the foundations that were presented in 2016. It is a continuation process representing the ascension of the planet.
And that's available on our website, the Angel News Network.
That is correct. At the beginning, the first gathering of each week, of each month, you will receive a message from the archangelic realm of Michael to assist you within the process of your individuated and collective ascension processes.
This discourse and dialogue will review the 12 codes plus a 13th. That would be your planet when it ascends, followed by a poem that this channel received from me, St. Germain.
Well, most people are not aware of the divine experiment called Earth was a result of 12 star systems using the love force energy, the weak consciousness love force energy, to create this particular planet's mission, to master love, to learn to love. Is why this planet has been called the Loveversity. Continue, please.
As your planet continues to contract and expand during its final 2,000-year ascension cycle, humanity is also being given wondrous opportunities to also ascend from a dense carbon-based reality to light. This is your destiny, and how and when you get there is up to you through your free will. Those of you who choose not to ascend during this planet's final epoch will do so elsewhere.
So the trick in your vernacular, beloved students, is to if you so choose, in your freedom of choice and freedom of will, to make a priority and a committed discipline your ascension process by applying the tools that are presented here and elsewhere within the ascension process, realizing that the relationship with self, self being a reflection of all there is the foundation of these teachings.
As has been explained, your personal ascension process is a process of inside out, not outside in, based upon your healed relationship with self, self being a reflection of all there is.
So as a beloved student mentioned, why should I vote if everything is so corrupted anyhow? That is allowing the outside to influence the inside. Beloved students, do you not think things were in a state of chaos and turmoil when I made the decision to ascend in a higher frequency of existence? They were. You're aware of them more forthrightly by a result of the communication systems that have been gifted to you through cyberspace and the Ethernet from the archangelic realm of Uriel. Continue, please.
Looking at your outside world is not a measure of the process.
Let's repeat that again. Looking at the outside world, in spite of the chaos, the duality, the separation, and the confrontation that comes from the duality and separation, you're in the process of learning that you do not need to learn this way anymore. Do you understand, beloved students? Continue, please.
Remember, you will also contract and expand. Your ascension is not always a straightforward path. It is essential that you know that what is happening is something you chose on a higher level. What you are experiencing is not any form of punishment, but the way you chose to facilitate your mastership.
Recently, I transmitted to the channel that I'm coming through at this time a concept for you to ponder, that consciousness is independent of the ascension process of humanity. Consciousness is expanding and growing and ascending, if you will, independent of humanity's process to ascend. If humanity so chooses to intersect and to merge with the consciousness process, so be it. Consciousness and the planet, beloved students, will ascend with or without you. So the question for you to ask yourself is, what do you choose, and are you ready to commit to that ascension process and to begin to apply some of the tools that will be presented at this time?
Each code of creation is an energetic intention and portal representing those 12 star systems, with the final code being you and your planet's ascension itself.
Do you understand that this divine order, this divine soul plan of the planet, the creation came together to create this as a reflection of a multitude of star realms with various contributions to make? Beloved students, most planets are influenced by one star system each. You chose to be a part of a system that is a multidimensional, multifaceted star realm composition. Continue, please.
Okay, you want to do the first code?
Codes of creation to ascend. I intend to heal all wounds and ego defenses created from past and present lives. I remember these are not me, but they often rule my life and world at present.
What I'm going to ask you to do, beloved students, is after you've read the entire code, I'm going to ask you to read the sentence, each individual sentence, and allow me to respond. The first sentence of that code, please.
I intend to heal all wounds and ego defenses created from past and present lives.
What is available to you at this time, again from the higher realms, and you can master them if you so choose, is to master the five primary ego defenses and the wounds that they protect. That wisdom and that information is available to you. These wounds are a result of the past and present incarnational experiences that you choose to learn how you choose to learn. And the defenses around them allow you to survive the wounds. Are there any questions about this particular sentence of Code 1? The next sentence, please.
I'm going to turn on the query online, so if you have a question, Star 6 will put you in the query if you ever have a question. I remember these are not me, but they often rule my life and world at present.
They are merely tools that you have chosen to learn through. It's a bit like the emotions, the emotive feelings that you're having. They're a part of your process, but you are not that emotion. But you're here to experience that emotion or that wound or that defense to release it. Do you understand, beloved students?
Yes.
Continue, please.
I have been given many tools from higher realms to assist in my healing.
Are you ready to embrace them? Are you ready to apply them? Actually, beloved students, every single thing that you need to ascend in this lifetime is available to you if you are ready to commit and make it the priority of this lifetime. Please know this. Continue, please.
Am I ready to finally do the work and apply them?
There you go. Are you ready to be and do the work? The readiness is the preamble to the commitment. Continue, please.
My healing will allow my direct connection with the Ascended Master Realms and become them.
That's what this is all about, is to maintain and sustain a direct connection with we, who were once human as well, with the same DNA configurations that you have in being human. That is the significance of the Ascended Master Realms coming to you at this time. There are two higher realms that were once on the surface of the earth, the inner earth civilizations, the Ascended Master Realms. The other higher realms have never been human. So we have a blessed connection of joining hands and hearts. Continue, please.
Two, I intend to know and apply the meaning, value, and purpose of being within the third dimension of emotions, thoughts, and physicality.
You're not here to escape it. You're not here to fix it. You're here to master and heal your relationship with it. It is how you've chosen to learn. So many of you, beloved students, during your 2012 thought that you would ascend and the world would come to an end. What was happening in that process was the beginning of the ascension timeline to go into the final 2,000-year cycle, stating and meaning life as you had known it would not be the same. Do you understand? Continue, please.
Each dimension has a purpose. My purpose in the third dimension is to learn to love through duality and to transcend into world service through unity.
And think about that for a second. Here you are in the third dimension through your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality. When you go to sleep or make your transition into physical death, you go into the fourth, the astral, the psychic, and then you can move into the fifth and beyond. So each dimension has a responsibility. My responsibility within this particular dimension is to service the planet's ascension process, and to support humanity within its ascension process. And those of you who are channeling the higher realms, ask them, what is the responsibility? What is the purpose of your dimension, of your band of consciousness within the dimension within you reside? Continue, please.
Lower frequencies are not allowed within the higher realms. My mission is to raise my frequency through consciousness.
And that's what you're in the process of doing. There's sort of a barrier, there's a boundary, where the density that you're experiencing now in duality and separation, often leading to confrontation, cannot transmute into the higher frequencies, the higher realms. There's a barrier. So as you raise your frequency, your vibration, through your raising your consciousness, which is the applied use of loving energy, is what consciousness is, you're able to transport yourself into the higher realm. Continue, please.
Code number 3.
Are there any questions about code number 2, beloved students?
Again, if you have a question and you're online, you can hit star 6, or you can use the screen sharing if you're on computer.
Let's also take a moment at the end of each code and just allow it to integrate with the wisdom that's being given to you. Let's just go back to code 1 for a moment and take a deep breath and allow that to assimilate. Let us go to code 2, take a deep breath and allow this to assimilate and to integrate into you being a divine being having a human experience.
You know, Saint Germain, we could add a few words to that last sentence. My mission is to raise my frequency through consciousness. We could say conscious of unity and love.
Exactly. So what is exactly taking place with this divine student at this time? He is participating. The same thing takes place within your democracies, beloved students, which is the closest reflection of the higher realm governmental structure that can exist on your planet at this time. No, it's not perfect. But it requires your participation. It requires the input of your unique talents and gifts that you all have to bring those out into the world in a forthright way. That's what you're all hungering for, beloved students, is the creative expression of self. Self-reflecting all there is. Isn't that what you're hungering for? To be heard? I know it is. And so do you. Let us continue.
Code number 3. I intend to transmute my believing mind into service of my knowing heart.
What exactly does this mean? You've heard this before. The assertive masculine energy of the mental body. And what type of world has that created in the past and presently? That's moving into service of the feminine receptive heart. In effect, balancing the masculine and the feminine energies to go forward within the ascension process of the planet and humanity. And remember, beloved students, this planet can ascend with or without you. Consciousness is moving forward and expanding with or without you. But you are invited into the journey. You're invited into the sacred journey. Balance is the way creation creates. Continue, please.
Stored within the DNA of my heart is all I need to know from past and present experiences.
This wisdom is so missing in Western thinking because of not understanding and knowing that you had past lives, that what you have gleaned from them gets stored within the spiritual DNA that goes into the next incarnational cycle. And that is why the mind is moving back into service to it, so it can access that wisdom from past and present lives and in effect learn to think with the heart. Do you understand, beloved students, how magnificent all of this is taking place? Continue, please.
My self-mastered self is alive and well within my heart. And I am learning to think with my heart.
There you go. You're mastering self through something called human life, life mastery. Self being a reflection of all that there is. Self. Myself. You're beginning to understand this whole new concept and beingness of something called self. Continue, please.
I am in a process of learning how to access this.
That's what it's all about. There's no right or wrong. You're where you need to be. That is why it's important to ask yourself, where am I within this process, and not to compare it to someone else. You're divinely where you need to be. You being a unique concept within creation, knowing that creation would be incomplete without you being here, or you wouldn't be here. When was the last time someone told you that, beloved students? That reality, that creation would be incomplete without you. Once you come to know this, you've hooked and connected and integrated with your divinity. Continue, please.
Number four.
Let us take a moment and take a deep breath and integrate code three. Allow it to go in, beloved students. All of you who have chosen to be here and to experience what is happening now are receiving the divine integration, assimilation, transmutation of these codes being downloaded into your sacred spiritual heart DNA. For you to be able to access and to think with that heart anytime you so choose. Do not worry about, am I getting all this? Am I understanding all this? Am I hearing every word? Allow the energy of each code to imprint itself into your divine heart DNA. Take a deep breath. And know that this is my gift to you at this time. Your divine birthright to receive these codes. And if you so choose, to teach them and to allow others to download them as well, if you so choose. Take a deep breath and let us continue.
Number four, I intend to know that duality, separation and confrontation are an illusion and not my ascended state of being.
And of course, beloved students, they seem so real right now. They are an illusion because they are a tool, a teaching tool to your ascension. But they feel so real because of your emotional and your mental bodies, your emotion creating a thought which creates a flow or impediment of energy through your physical body and allows you to experience something called life. But it's a feeling. It's not the truth of who you are. Continue, please.
I shall wake up and remember there is no two, only one.
That is what is happening within the confines and the challenges of your democracy right now. You're moving from the we, from the me consciousness, and to the we unified field consciousness, which is generated and maintained and sustained by the love energy. You all have a divine right to be here, and we'll get into this later, including every mineral, every plant, every animal. You all have consciously, conscious as being an applied use of energy, and choosing to be here at this time. Have you ever thought of it that way, beloved students? Begin to think of it. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences of all the life forms that are here. And beloved students, there are more life forms present here than you've even discovered yet. Let us continue.
I choose to release the pain and suffering this illusion has caused and not need to learn through it anymore.
When you hold on to the pain of how you've chosen to learn, that becomes long-term suffering. You're not here to suffer. You're not here to be punished, even though some of your organized religions have pounded this into your consciousness. Creation, God, all there is, source, whatever you choose to call it, is not here to punish you or to judge you or to condemn you. You do that yourself through your relationship with self, beloved students. You don't need creation to do it. Continue, please.
Do you want us to absorb that fourth one now, integrate it?
Yes. Take a deep breath. And allow that to integrate into your heart DNA. Know, surrender, and trust, beloved students, that you will be able to access each and every one of these codes when you so choose. It is a formula, these codes, so succinctly and simply laid out for you at this time. Know this. This wisdom is a reflection of the love you came from, knowing you are lovable, and knowing you are loved. It is the love force that is transmuting and integrating these codes into your heart. Know this truth, beloved students. Take another deep breath. Let us continue.
Code number 5. I intend to remember and apply the truth that all judgment, shaming, and blaming in my world is simply how I feel about myself, reflecting out to others.
Can you imagine, beloved students, if this was actually a simulated? If this was actually known to be true, and it supports the reality that the only relationship you're having is the one with self. It turns the words into a deeper meaning, doesn't it? Continue.
That is code number 5. Let's take a moment and a deep breath to assimilate that.
The foundation of the relationship with self, self being a reflection of all there is, mirroring out into every aspect of relationships that you have with self and others, including the planet herself and all the beings that live upon the planet within their divine right to be here. Take a deep breath. Let us continue.
Number 6, I intend to surrender to not knowing, even though my mental body thinks it knows.
Wow, that's a tough one, isn't it? Because you have all been taught that all the solutions lie within your mind. That if I could just think about this enough, I will come up with a solution. It's a whole new concept for many beloved students to realize by surrendering to not knowing, you allow all the probabilities and possibilities of creation to come forward because the thinking mind will create a limitation saying this is the solution and it will discount all the other possibilities. Do you understand? Begin to master this reality. Whenever you think, I've got to actually figure out each and every next step and know exactly what to do before I do it. Continue, please.
In the not knowing are all possibilities and probabilities living in the void of creation.
That's the definition of void. What's swirling around in that void, in what you might call dark space, is the energy and consciousness of probabilities and possibilities. Swirling around, waiting to mix and match with the most appropriate moment of now, you. Continue, please.
I think of the project that we're on, St. Germain, where my responsibility is going to be putting together all the information we're generating through our conversations and through this material you've given us, and you've heard me express some anxieties, whether they're expressed or not. And this is talking to me, saying, surrender to not knowing, and that in not knowing are all the possibilities and the probabilities living in the void of creation. The solution is just to surrender and trust.
Solution equals problem. Masculine equals feminine. Light equals darkness. Right equals wrong. Are you with me, students? Can you see how it's set up? How it's divinely set up? It's all actually perfect. Continue, please.
My knowing heart contains all I need to know. I am learning how to access this.
And we've dwelled upon this. Continue, please.
Okay, let's integrate that now.
Take a deep breath and allow this code to download into your heart and surrender and know that you can access this wisdom anytime you so choose through your free choice and your free will. Continue, please.
Moving on to code number 7, I intend to know that my ascension is the marriage union of my eternal self, my I am presence with creation.
Think about that. My I am presence with creation, my I am presence, my eternal spiritual being with creation. And see them as a unified field when that union takes place. And there is the foundation of oneness. Continue, please.
I shall achieve this union through the healing of the self-centered me into the healed we.
If you wish to make that a declaration of intention for your ascension, let us read this sentence together.
I shall achieve this union through the healing of the self-centered me into the healed we.
And so it is. And so it is, beloved students. Continue, please.
So let's take a deep breath and assimilate this code number 7.
Allow it to join the other codes, beloved students. You are building a library of truth. You are building a library of applied knowledge into wisdom to access at any divine moment of the now. Continue, please.
You know, St. Germain, I had a different understanding, and so I'm going to ask you to clarify it. I had been thinking of my ascension as being the marriage of my human separated self with my eternal spiritual being, not my eternal self and my I Am presence.
It is. Your I Am presence contains the aspects that you're referring to, beloved students. Do you understand?
So my separated self is part of my I Am presence.
Yes.
Okay, number 8. I intend to remember that I agreed to a human contract on this planet to understand, access, and apply my divinity with every moment of the now, within every moment of the now.
This is such a missing element within the puzzle of human life. So prior to coming here, when you were in your formless state of eternal beingness, your light body, if you will, you agreed to something called a human contract to experience being human through your emotions, thoughts, and physicality. What is happening through the ascension process, the final 2,000 year of the planet, that contract is expiring. Continue, please.
The failure to not remember this is the reason for all the dysfunction in my world now.
That's a big statement, isn't it? Remember, fear, doubt, and ignorance are the monsters of mankind, and the lack of knowing this and the ignorance involved in it has created what you have been creating. Now, knowing the truth and removing your ignorance and continuing to not apply it moves you into stupidity. So the question is to ask yourself, what do I choose? Continue, please.
Let's integrate that now.
Take a deep breath. Allow this to join all your other codes in building your eternal spiritual library, your codes of creation to ascension. What a mighty gift you're receiving, beloved students. Let us fill our hearts with joy and bliss. Continue, please.
Code number 9. I intend to acknowledge that every human being, animal, plant, mineral, and unseen being on this planet are conscious beings made of the same cosmic elements and have a divine right to be here.
And until this is activated, you will not ascend as a human species. How you are mistreating these other life forms is a reflection of your relationship with self, the unhealed relationship with self. And until that is healed, there can be no ascension. Let us continue.
Wow, I'd like to comment on that. That's a huge stumbling block.
Let's read it again.
I intend to acknowledge that every human being, animal, planet, mineral, and unseen being on this planet are conscious beings made of the same cosmic elements and have a divine right to be here.
So why is this so? It is so because the foundation is a relationship with self, the unhealed relationship with self. Can you see that? And how that mirrors out to these other life forms. Are you beginning to see this, beloved students?
Yes, come up here.
And the essential elements involved in this.
We have a question?
I'd like to just complete my question.
Okay, go ahead.
You said that until that is understood and essentially lived, that ascension cannot happen.
Exactly, because that unbeingness is a dense energy that cannot be allowed into the higher frequency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yes. Are you complete?
Yes.
What is the other question, please?
Some of the challenges we may have is from the our upbringing or our past of from our foundations of the religious establishment that we were brought up in, and having and I know it some of that has contributed to our duality, and trying to
so what is that, dear one? That's all a what?
It's trying to, I'm not sure, but
it's an untrue teaching.
Yeah.
Continue. What is your question?
It's almost like trying to, I'm not sure how to go on with the question, but it's, you've got, it goes back to a song from a musical. It's like, you've got to be carefully taught. It's just trying to ascend over some of those reactions that we think we have.
If it has been taught, it can be untaught,
mm-hmm.
is what we are talking about, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you think a child comes in the world feeling the way you just described it?
No.
So it is carefully taught,
mm-hmm.
and now you're being given the opportunity, as I was within my ascension process, to unteach it and to get to the truth. If every single thing didn't have a reason or a divine right to be here, within the confines of love, equality, harmony, and balance, why in the world would it be here?
Mm-hmm.
What is missing is humanity's understanding of the meaning, value, and purpose of these other things, which they have subjugated to think that they're their fuel, their food, their enslavement. What you will find once it actually takes place, and it will eventually take place, the new teaching will come in. You will see that you will not have one life form eating another life form for food within the concept of the way it's set up now. You will take fruit from the tree without destroying the tree. You will find no need to eat another living being for protein. You will not have one animal feeding upon another. There will be a balance and a harmony and a perfection in all lifetimes, realizing there is an abundance and plenty for all. There will be an energetic shift of how fuel and food actually avail themselves to maintain and sustain physical life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you have any other questions? What are you healing within yourself, beloved student, from the teachings that you have had?
It's just that feelings that I thought I have already gotten through and accepted, it's almost like sometimes they unconsciously, that I'm not aware, come back, and it's just trying to get through that.
And how do they express themselves?
Oh, just by a negative feeling or a thought that sometimes I've surprised myself that I have that feeling and that I've worked so hard to get through.
Mm-hmm. So it's
I'm not sure
it's
where that is actually come from, why I might feel like that.
So let me make a suggestion. Be with that feeling. Be with that thought. Don't judge it or shame it or blame it. And allow it to be, even though it may be unspoken or unexpressed, and allow it to be an old aspect of you that is not moving into the new aspect of you. Not resisting it, not shaming it, not trying to fix it, but just simply allow it to be, to fully experience it in order to release it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Are you complete?
For now.
Let us continue.
They are not meant to be controlled by me. Trying to control anyone or anything is a reflection of my non-loving relationship with myself.
If you can just master that, that all of how the other life forms are being treated, including other human beings, is that mirror of self. Continue, please.
That was code number 9. Let's take a deep breath and integrate that.
And allow it to join and merge with the previous 8. For those of you who have mastered numerology, pay attention to the numbers that are assigned to each code, if that resonates. Let us continue.
10. Which adds up to 1, which is the number of creation, right?
Yes.
I intend to realize that my emotions are creating the life I am having. My emotions create thoughts, which create actions.
That is so missing because there's a vast amount of ignorance regarding what is an emotion. Thus, in turn, what is the use of his existence within being human. The most important thing to lay down within the relationship with the emotion is you are not that emotion. When someone in a fit of rage kills another and the rage leaves, and the non-psychopathic mind, a great remorse comes about, and they're able to separate that rage that caused that action that really isn't them. Continue, please.
My emotions are stored in the atmosphere, creating weather.
How many people believe or know that? And it doesn't stop there. Since that's an expressed energy, the emotion, it moves out beyond the atmosphere of this planet, where it does create weather. If you look at where storms and severe weathers, or your acts of God, if you will, take place, pay attention to how people are behaving and feeling. At the origin of the storm, and where the storm travels to. And what happens during the storm and after the storm. Perhaps it gives people an opportunity to come together in community and to rebuild. But that energy moves from the atmosphere, creating weather, out into the solar system, and the galaxy and the universe beyond, since energy has no boundary. Continue, please.
Okay, let's integrate that.
Take a deep breath. It's another important one, isn't it, beloved students? Understanding the meaning, value, and purpose of emotions. They often get confused that our emotions are a part of the mental body. they are not. Let us continue.
Moving on to code number 11. I intend to experience joy, knowing it is one of the highest frequencies within the universe.
So there it is. Love is a building block of everything. Joy is this high vibration aspect of the love. And you're beginning to see the purpose of emotions. If you are experiencing joy or bliss or extreme happiness, pay attention to the energy, the positive energy that creates, which in effect is saying, I'm on the right path at this particular moment. Continue, please.
Joy is an empowering aspect of love, the building block of the universe.
Continue.
The feeling of joy allows manifestation with grace and ease. I intend to pay attention to how much joy is presently in my life.
How much joy is in your life, beloved students?
Not much today.
How much joy is in your life? It is the pathway to your divinity. Combined with synchronicity, it will doubly remind you that you are on a positive path. What humanity is the process of doing and being, if you so choose, is creating a parallel permanent path of healing, not to intersect with the old duality of separation and confrontation. You hear the word of resistance a lot right now with things taking place within your democratic processes. What you resist persists. And that's exactly what resistance wishes, is for you to intersect it and to feed it, rather than creating a non-intersecting parallel path that will supersede it and move beyond it and create a permanent healing.
Yet you've encouraged us to rise up and protest the behavior of this administration.
To speak, to demonstrate what you need within the structure of democracy, to reveal the corruption, to reveal the lack of the democratic process through that demonstration. Yes. Is that resistance or is that truth?
It's hard to separate them, and it sounds to many of us like it's parsing. Because when I say that to people, they don't get it, and they get frustrated with it, and I don't blame them. I feel the same way.
So allow people to be where they need to be. If they need to hold on to the word resistance in order to reveal truth, then that's where they are. But you can make another choice, if you so choose, of having truth without resistance. Your beloved soul Gandhi taught that and brought down one of the strongest military forces on the planet. The beloved soul Martin Luther King taught it, even though he had moments of great doubt within it. There is a power in non-resistance, as there is in non-knowing. Non-resistance and non-knowing allows the probabilities and possibilities of creation to come forward. Take a deep breath and allow this to integrate. You have a question.
Yeah, would you repeat that sentence where you combine joy and synchronicity? That sounds like a powerful one.
When you have joy, which is a high vibration, an expression of the building block of love, and you factor in synchronicity, which often means that you've actually experienced it before in another lifetime, perhaps, it doubly empowers the pathway to your divinity. Shall we continue?
Where are we at?
Shall we assimilate code number 11?
Okay. Take a deep breath. And allow the number 11. 1 and 1 is 2. 2. You and creation. Take a deep breath. Number 12. Continue, please.
I intend to be conscious of my ascension process, moving from density to light.
Are you? Are you conscious of it? How many times a day do you think of it? How many times a day are you actually conscious of it? Here's an exercise to assist you, beloved students. On the in-breath, receive your consciousness. On the out-breath, give your consciousness to others.
This process is achieved by two factors. First, I know I came from love, I am love, and I am lovable, and I intend to mirror this out into the world.
Do you know this? Do you know that you were built from love? Were you taught otherwise throughout your life that you couldn't be loved if you didn't do this and you didn't be this? You being love is independent of all that you have been taught about yourself. This is one of the most essential missing components, beloved students, within the human condition, of knowing where you come from and how that affects who you are and why you are here. Continue, please.
Second, I intend to have gratitude for what is in my life rather than focus on what is not.
Most of your thinking is focusing on what is not rather than what is. By employing the equation, gratitude equals abundance, it allows the probabilities and possibilities once again of creation to come forward. For having gratitude is a higher vibration than focusing on the dense vibration of what is not. Can you begin to see the play of energy here? And how it affects consciousness and how it affects your behavior and how it affects what you create within your reality. Pay attention to the application of this, if you so choose. Continue, please.
I am mastering the cosmic equation. Gratitude equals abundance.
Are you? If you so choose, make that commitment at this time and watch what happens.
Is it abundance because when we focus on what we have, we feel abundant, or does it also manifest abundance?
It opens your beingness to creating a new definition of understanding of exactly what abundance is. It's not necessarily how much money you have, or what type of job you have, or how large your house is. The abundance can actually be the feeling and satisfaction of being thankful for what you already have. Have you ever experienced what you call third world countries and gone into them and looked into the shining faces of some of the children, bright and happy and smiling, who are so thankful and filled with gratitude for what they have, for they do not have a knowledge of what they do not have? Let us continue.
That's a lot to integrate. Let's integrate that.
Take a deep breath. Gratitude equals abundance. And what is your definition of abundance? And would you like to create a new definition of abundance? How about having gratitude for what you're receiving in this very moment that can and will change your life forever if you so choose? How wonderful and marvelous is that? Beloved students, take another deep breath. What a marvelous, loving library we are compiling. The stacks of wisdom are building and building. Let us continue.
The final code, 13. I intend to commit to be willing to do the work to release myself from myself.
Take a deep breath. What does this mean? This is the 13th star that the planet will become within the configuration of the 12 that preceded it. Read this again, please.
I intend to commit to be willing to do the work to release myself from myself.
How many are really willing to do the work? How many are really willing to show up to these gatherings and do the work? Thank yourself for showing up. And if you so choose, beloved students, make the commitment to do the work the best of your ability. And that is good enough. Because you are good enough and you are worthy enough to ascend.
Could you clarify what you mean to release myself from myself?
Self, myself, through my emotions, my mental body, my physicality, and merging that self through the releasing of it into self being all there is. Take a deep breath. Now you see the relationship of yourself and the internal self, which is all there is. Do you understand?
Yes.
Take a deep breath and thank yourself for yourself, for you chose this self. Are there any questions?
Why does it have to be?
It doesn't have to be. It's how you choose it to be. The human mind loves to make it more complicated when it actually is quite simple. But through the complication and through the trials and tribulations, that's how the humanity is choosing to learn, through fear, doubt, and ignorance. But when you interface with the higher realm, such as this particular frequency, you can begin to feel it doesn't have to be that way. You can make another choice. Take a deep breath. Shall we read the poem? Does that resonate?
Well, I'd like to read the rest of code number 13. All the tools I need have been given to me higher realms many times. I am ready to commit to my ascension and see it as the most important aspect of my life.
Is it?
Exhausting as it is.
Is it? Until it becomes the most important aspect of your life, you will not ascend. Until you get sick and tired of it being exhausting, you will not ascend. Do you understand? Take a deep breath and let's allow the integration of code 13, which is this planet star of being willing to do the work. If you so choose, you can read the poem, or we can close.
I'm going to read the poem, Cosmic Concepts of Consciousness. 12 star systems seeded planet Earth. Through these systems, we gained great girth. Each star system gave a gift, which allows us to manifest a swift shift. This gift is known as 3 C's, cosmic concepts of consciousness, and they are always amongst us. 1, to resonate and apply universal law. That heals me consciousness, allowing we consciousness to apply, creating unity and oneness, eliminating the distress of separation, confrontation, and duality, so they are no longer a reality. 2, learn to love is the sacred mission of Mother Earth. First, love of self allows all the rest to stop judging, shaming, and blaming, and apply unconditional love, for the God in me is the same as thee. To know what we resist persists. Through this love adversity, you will end adversity and create the most golden age. All before was just a stage. 3, to accept with compassion, thus forgive self and see all others as brothers, to balance giving and receiving as an essential part in our discovery and recovery. And this is from Sacred Poetry and Mystical Messages to Change Your Life in the World by the channel.
Take a deep breath. And this is a poem that I gave the channel. And add this to the integration within your DNA, if you so choose. And ask yourself, as I take my leave, beloved students, how different your world would be without the connection of we.
Thank you for joining us, and remember, tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate at the angelnewsnetwork.com online. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.